Welcome to day one of the Art of Being You challenge. Before we start with anything, before we get into the module of today, into the task of today, into the phase of today, which is awareness, let's go back to the root reason of why are we here. You know, the question that we need to ask ourselves, why are you here right now? What is that drawn you to join this challenge? What is that attracted you to be yourself? You see, there is that innate instinct within yourself to explore more of you, to go back to your natural free state, primal state. But have you asked yourself, why is that need so strong for you to express yourself, to be yourself? Why do we all so deeply want to be ourselves? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Well, I did several times, and the answer I was able to find is because deep down, the very essence of this reality, this experience we're having, the number one task we are asked to complete is to be ourselves. There is literally nothing that any moment is not asking for you if not to be yourself. Every single given moment, what life is truly asking you in every single given moment is for you to be yourself, is for you to flow from that place. And in our society, through the centuries, through histories, we've become so much more disconnected from ourselves. In a world that is so highly hyper connected, paradoxically, now we are disconnected more than ever. We have lost touch with ourselves. We have lost touch with our souls, with the grounds, with nature, with the cycles. We have lost touch with life. We live in this synthetic, always connected life that is really hurting us. And in this performative world where social medias and the medias and all these technological realities are advancing, now more than ever, we are struggling to come back to that natural essence of who we are. If you look around, just look around at the people that you spend your time with, at your friends, your family, your schools, your colleagues, wherever. Just look around. How many of those people do you feel are fully living life? How many of those people are fully embodying what it means to be themselves? How many of these people are free to express their truth, to express who they are? And are you one of those people? How do you feel about being yourself? Can you be yourself? What does it even mean to be yourself? Have you ever asked yourself those questions? And why is it so important? But think about the moment you'll be dying, the moment you're about to die, what is the only thing that will matter for you is to have lived in truth, to have lived in courage, to have lived in freedom. So if the art of being you is confusing for you and you don't understand, what do you mean with this art of being you, bro? What do you mean? Well, maybe call it the courage of being you, or the freedom of being you, or the choice of being you. Because all of this is the same word that changes. Freedom, choice, heart, all of these are the same expression of the same essence. To choose is to be free. Freedom is an art. And you yourself, to be yourself, it takes courage. So all of these are interconnected. So we are here to go back to having the courage to be ourselves. Because when we do that, that's freedom. Freedom is your ability to choose consciously what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. That's freedom. Actually, what we really call freedom nowadays, you know, we all want financial freedom, and we want location freedom, and we want work freedom, and space freedom, and privacy, and all of that. But actually, at the very root essence, root cause, what we really want is the freedom to be ourselves. Because when you do that, when you're coming from that place where you don't care what other people think about you, where you don't care what you yourself think about you, and you allow yourself to experience yourself from that perspective, from that place, that's the most free place you can be. Just think about your life. Think about which ones have been the most happy, the most joyful, the most you moments you've ever experienced in your life. And I bet I'm 100% sure that those moments have been those moments where you stopped thinking from your mind, you stopped overthinking yourself, and you actually allowed yourself to experience, to be in that moment, to flow from that place of I don't care what's happening, I'm just being myself. And those moments are the moments that really inspire you, that bring back that creative essence of who you are. So the deep root of this, I do believe we are all artists. I do believe every single one of us has something very unique, very powerful, a very interesting perspective to share. So this process is about going back and reclaiming that perspective, reclaiming that gift. That's why we need to do this work, all of us. There is not one person on this earth that does not need to work on being themselves. And that's such a paradox. How can we work at being ourselves? That should be the most simplest thing we can do, right? And it actually is. The problem is that we have overcomplicated the process. So for us to go back to the very ground basic experience, let's start with the first phase. The first phase is awareness. But before we need to understand what is awareness. Awareness is the most basic experience there is. Awareness is not what you look for. Awareness is what is looking right now. Awareness is what is looking, what is watching this video. Awareness, in my case, it's what is experiencing myself talking right now. Awareness is the ground most basic experience, because awareness does not even need context to be there. It's not like thoughts and images, because a thought needs context, an image needs context. Awareness doesn't need context. Awareness is the witness. Awareness is what experiences the experience. So just for a moment, instead of talking about awareness, because awareness cannot be really talked about, the only way to really grasp what awareness is feeling awareness, is being aware. So just for a moment, just close your eyes with me. And before we do anything, just begin to experience. The actual secret, the actual essence of awareness is experience. And how do you begin to experience? First of all, you allow yourself to do absolutely nothing. You do absolutely nothing with your body, in the sense there is nowhere to go, nowhere to be, nothing to do. And you do absolutely nothing with your mind. There's nothing to think about, there's nothing to know, there's nowhere to get, nothing to perform, no one to prove your word to. And you just allow yourself to experience. But what can you experience? You can experience thoughts. You can experience your own mind. So just for a moment, experience your mind. Just observe, notice, what is the next thought? And just observe, just wait, like a cat waiting for a mouse to come out of a mouse hole. Just waiting, like, I'm gonna catch you. And just experience the next thought. And notice how you can be blank for just a couple of seconds of fragments of time, and then the next thought will come. But it's your task to bring yourself back to experiencing the thought without being attached to it. Then you can also experience images. Your mind may create some images inside of you, and you can experience them. As if you were just watching a movie. There's nothing to interact. No interaction is needed. You're just there to witness, to experience the images your mind is creating, the thoughts your mind is creating. You can also experience sound. So allow yourself to listen. Listen to the subtlest of the sounds, the strongest of the sounds. Just become aware of your capacity to listen. And just become fully absorbed in the experience of experiencing. And And from that place, just take a deep, conscious breath and experience that breath. And ask yourself, who is witnessing this breath? How do you know that you're breathing? What is breathing this breath? And just notice, just observe, just listen. You feel the breath, you hear the breath, you sense the breath. You become fully absorbed in the experience of breathing. And there is no outcome attached to this experience. You're experiencing this moment for the sake of experiencing this moment. There's nothing to get out of this. It's pure, raw, unfiltered, unapologetic experience. It's you surrendering to the natural, effortless flow of life. And then see if you can become aware of the awareness. Maybe you can say inside yourself, I am aware of being aware. I am aware of being aware. And then from that place, once you open your eyes, begin to experience. Because awareness is not about having our eyes closed. Awareness is about being aware of what is happening around us. Awareness is the most basic experience. The essence of awareness is experience. So when you open your eyes and you come back to this colorful life, just observe, just experience. Maybe you can experience the colors as if it was the first time you're seeing them. Maybe you can experience your body as if it was the first time you're arriving in it. Maybe you can experience your breath as if that was your first breath. And you begin to experience. You begin to arrive in yourself. You begin to arrive in life. You see, we live our lives fully not present in our lives. In the sense, we don't live our lives. Our life lives us. Before the story of who we are, before the story of who you are, there is the seeing of it. There is something. There is that instinctual knowing that knows that there is something happening. That is awareness. So the door to yourself was never locked. You've just been standing inside the door, inside the room the whole time and forgetting that you were inside. So for a moment, just allow yourself to access yourself, to access this moment. Imagine your internal reality, imagine your heart, imagine your internal world, imagine yourself as an essence, as this door. And we think that the door is locked, that is closed. And right now, just allow yourself to open the door and to access yourself. How do you do that? Again, you do nothing. What do you mean access yourself? You are already here. There is nothing to access. That's what I mean. There's no door to open. You are already inside the room. You've always been. You will always be inside the room, inside yourself. So let's stop looking for doors and keys to open ourselves. And let's remember that the best thing we can do, the fastest way to go back to ourselves, is to remember we are here. You were never lost. You just thought you were. And that's what made you feel you were lost. So what is here? What is still here when nothing is named? When there is no names, when there is no judgments, when there is no concepts? What's still here? That presence, that is the essence of awareness. Who is noticing the breath right now? And why is awareness so important? Because how can we change anything if you're not aware of the need to change something? How can we change our internal state if you're not aware of our internal state? How can we change a pattern if you're not aware of the pattern? How can we remove a limitation if you're not even aware of the limitations? And I promise you that there's so many layers of awareness, and you probably might have some awareness on what your limitations are, on what your blockages are, but I promise you that there is so much more depth to be aware of. As for you, as for me. Luckily enough, for my own curiosity and for my own pleasure, there is still so much more awareness that I have to discover, that I have to allow myself to bathe myself in it. And that is the beautiful process of life. There is no rush. You will become aware of whatever you need to be aware of at the exact perfect moment for you to meet that, to meet yourself in that process. So, the first day, it's all about awareness. So take this whole day to really be aware of your surroundings, to really be aware of yourself, to really be aware of what is running through your mind, of what visions are you seeing, what are you receiving, what are you feeling. Just be as much aware as possible as you can be and experience this day fully. Be in this day. We live most of our lives somewhere else, so maybe take this day to arrive in this day. Maybe live this day fully. And I want to leave you with this day with one exercise. Maybe create your journal. Take a piece of paper. And I invite you throughout this whole day, for one day. It's just one day of effort, of conscious effort, awareness. And just take that piece of paper. And every thought that comes off, every limiting thought, every limiting sensation, every limiting belief that comes up in your mind, just write it down. And write all of these thoughts down throughout the whole day. And make sure to write them word for word, like the way they come to your mind. If you think, whatever thought you have, whatever thought happens today in your mind that you can become aware of and write it down and catch it and put it on paper, this will allow you to see that thought and to externalize it so that you can meet it from a different perspective, so that you can begin the process of rewiring, which is the next phase, which is what we'll be doing tomorrow. So for today, your only task is pretty much to do absolutely nothing, to just experience, to just be here, to arrive, to observe yourself, to observe your mind, and to catch those patterns, and to just write them down, word for word, those thoughts, those patterns, those limiting beliefs, those things that happens that you finally are able to see because you're here, because you're experiencing. You don't need to find yourself. You always just need to remember that you are here. You've always been here, and that's the essence of awareness. So thank you so much for joining me in the first day. I'll see you tomorrow with rewiring. If you're ready to reshift and reframe our narratives, rewrite our stories, I'll see you tomorrow. For today, feel free to do absolutely nothing and begin to experience.